Welcome to Caring and Sharing, an annual holiday series on KUMD.
KUMD bringing you a special series of interviews at this time of year, as we always do, connecting you with local nonprofit organizations that make a difference in the Northland. We'll find out more about how they help all year long and how you can help during the holiday season. Candy Harshner joins us this morning as our guest. She is the executive director of PAVSA Program for Aid to Victims of Sexual Assault. Candy, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about PAVSA and what they do for the community.
Okay. PAVSA, as you said, is a sexual assault program. We're the only sexual assault program in northern St. Louis County and in Duluth. And we serve right around 1,000 victims every year, and all of the people we serve are victims of sexual violence, whether that's somebody who was just sexually assaulted in the past year or days, or somebody who was sexually abused as a child and now is just beginning to heal from that during their adult years. So we serve a variety of people over the year. For those people, we serve them through a number of different programs that we have. We do a lot of outreach to the community. We have a lot of awareness events. But we also provide some pretty intensive services, such as support groups and professional counseling by two therapists. We provide a sexual assault nurse examiner program, which provides forensic exams for victims when they come to the hospital following a sexual assault. And we also have ongoing advocacy for victims as they go through their healing process, whether that's through their interviews with law enforcement or if that case goes to trial and they end up in court. Advocates will be there with them throughout that whole process. PAVSA also has been really involved with the human sex trafficking program and in Duluth, and we currently have the Minnesota Safe Harbor Regional Navigator Program at our organization, which means that we're doing a lot of outreach and services to youth who have been commercially sexually exploited. So that's, in a nutshell, the majority of the work that we do.
Wow. All of that, in a sense, you kind of reel it off. Oh, yes, these are all of the things that we do. And imagine doing that day after day after day. In addition to this incredible list of programs and healing and helping opportunities for victims of sexual assault, talk just a little bit about how these efforts and your outreach efforts and the Safe Harbor efforts help to make this a better community for everyone who lives here.
Well, we know that, violence against women and violence against vulnerable populations is an ongoing issue in our society. And the only way that we have any hopes of ending that violence is by getting out and educating the community and helping the people who have been victimized by it to heal from that, because lots of people who've been victimized suffer from ongoing issues, chronic mental health issues, addictions, eating disorders. It becomes a lifelong problem if people don't get the services that they need, after they've been assaulted. People who have been sexually abused and grew up in those kinds of homes have ongoing life issues. And so overall, the services that an organization like PAVSA provides are really critical to community safety, to ensuring that people have a safe place to go. And I didn't even mention that we have a 24-hour crisis line, which is one of the most critical pieces, because as soon as somebody's been hurt, they can call our crisis line and access services. That means that the community is going to be safer, people are going to have longer, more productive lives, and they're going to be able to have a sense of personal safety as well as community safety.
And when we know better, we do better. And there's been so much progress made with educating communities and educating people about what is and isn't appropriate behavior, and educating the authorities about how to talk to someone who has been victimized and how to help someone who's been victimized through the process. And of course, this kind of growth and progress wouldn't happen without advocacy organizations like you.
And that's entirely true, because most of the work that we now do, when these programs started, we were very much independent and did our own thing, because we didn't know exactly what was going to be most effective. Now, most of our programs are what we call multidisciplinary programs, which means that we work closely with law enforcement. We work very closely with the county attorney's office. We work very closely with tons of other nonprofit organizations, as well as faith communities. And we know that this is not one organization's work, that this is community work. And we have law enforcement officers now who understand what it means to be victim-centered. So I talked to a gentleman the other day, a law enforcement officer, who said that when he first meets a victim, when he's a patrol officer, he realizes that the first thing he says to that victim is either going to help them begin their healing journey or he's going to make it worse for them. Now, hearing law enforcement officers talk like that is absolutely amazing and inspiring for us, because that means that, you know, we have a much more well-rounded response to ensure that people get the services that they need. It makes everybody in the community much more aware. So this is a partnership effort. This is not anything that one organization is doing.
If people in the community want to get involved, they want to help and aid with the good work that you're doing, how can people help most effectively?
Well, one of the most effective ways in which victims can, in which community members can help is that we have a 24-hour crisis line that is staffed by staff members during the day, but during off hours and evenings and on weekends and on holidays and any other time, that 24/7 coverage is offered by our sexual assault advocacy volunteers. So we have twice a year we have a 40-hour volunteer training that actually equips people to go do calls at hospitals when victims are getting exams, as well as answer the crisis line and help people in those immediate moments after a sexual violence episode. And so that's absolutely critical work. We have about 35 volunteers, and we're always needing more people to do that because that's intense work. And so that's a very significant way in which people can help out with that work. And other ways, of course, is by supporting our programs with volunteer hours or monetary donations or whatever it might be, because, you know, we have a lot of different programs, and those programs take a lot of financial resources to run. So, of course, that's always helpful. So there's a very tangible, personal way people can help, or there's a more hands-off but equally important way that people can help.
Candy, we're going to get some links set up so that it'll be easy for folks to click and find out more about the organization and how they can get involved. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Very appreciate the opportunity. Thanks a lot.
Candy Harshner is the executive director of PAVSA, the Program to Aid Victims of Sexual Assault. And she joined us this morning as our guest on our Caring and Sharing holiday feature right here on Northland Morning.